Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Our buddy Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin, up in Nashville, just sent out this poll question. At what odds would you take the field against Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State to win the national championship? We just unveiled our 40 and 40 teams, and those are our top three teams as well, Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia. What odds, LT, you're good at this, would you take the rest of college football not getting those three teams to win the championship?
I would take 3.5 or 4 to 1.
That's pretty steep odds, right?
Yeah. And feel good about who?
I don't think I'd feel good about anybody either. Yeah.
You're just taking the odds just in case. Yeah.
Just in case.
I mean, if you give me even odds and I get just Alabama and Ohio State, I'd feel good. I think one of those two teams will win the
national. So you think it's either Alabama and Ohio State?
I do.
So it maybe that won't be who it ends up being, who they end up playing. It may not be Alabama, Ohio State in the national championship game. But you feel like one of them will ascend to the top?
I do. I mean, you guys think about it logically with Georgia, although they've got a ton of talent and they just won a national championship. It was 41 years between national championships, and you just don't see a lot of back-to-back national championships in any sport.
Yeah. I mean, it does not point towards Georgia. There's no doubt about it because of what Lance just talked about. However, if I were going to do one of those, I would want Georgia on my side, no doubt.
Before we do the headlines, the Shepherd writes in on Twitter, I get tickled with all the Arkansas and Ole Miss love, but I think the last time Auburn lost to either one of them was 2015.
You know, that's a point I think Neil McCready made on the show before when he was on talking about Ole Miss and their fans starting to count up wins, and Auburn has struggled, and you say, okay, well, we beat Auburn. Well, Ole Miss hasn't beaten Auburn in quite a while. Auburn has owned that series. I mean, sometimes those things matter. I mean, those things matter. There's a reason. I don't know what it is, but there's a reason Ole Miss can't get over that Auburn hump.
I really think until the Iron Bowl, I believe I was at the Auburn-Ole Miss game. That was Jordan-Hare this past year. I think that was an unbelievable atmosphere at night, I believe.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one with
Auburn-Ole Miss?
That was a really good game.
Corral went out. Yeah. Altmaier came in for a little bit. Auburn got the win,
But I think that was the... where they really did the light show, the night game light show between the third and fourth quarter that was insane with the student section, the whole crowd. It was a good atmosphere. Big win for Auburn this past year. Brown will get some of your comments to the 40 and 40 ready to go in the segment after this one. But first, our headlines brought to you by our friends at Gutter Cap.
Hey, cap it, don't snap it. Call our good friend Chris Stewart today, 205-823-2212. 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Gutter Cap is a patent aluminum cover system. Fits over most existing gutters, keeping out debris. Eliminate that gutter cleaning forever. Stay off the dangerous ladder. Right now, 45% off the retail price for the next round. Viewer and listener, call Chris Stewart today, 823-2212 or guttercapbirmingham.com.
Alabama picks up a four-star linebacker from junior college. Justin Jefferson is leaving Pearl River. He'll come to Tuscaloosa. That pickup there. UTSA, you folks in Conference USA, UAB fans, remember Gregory Clayton, a Roadrunner wide receiver, 5'10", 185. He is leaving UTSA to go to LSU. Florence High School star D. Beckwith started his college career at Tennessee. He is now on the Kentucky roster. Kentucky also picks up Raymond Jefferson, who is from Sam Houston State, had 1,200 rushing yards last year for a really good FCS team in Sam Houston State, so maybe a guy to keep an eye on there at Kentucky. Mike Leach gets a 2-year contract extension through 2025. He's 7-11 in SEC games. The state of North Carolina has offered the Atlantic Coast Conference $15 million to relocate their offices in Charlotte, from Raleigh to Charlotte. They're making that bid because Orlando is putting together a package to try to move the ACC offices from Raleigh to Orlando or Greensboro, wherever the offices are.
Why wouldn't you just build them a nicer, newer facility where they are right now? I don't get why you're moving them within your state.
They want to change offices. They want to. Is it Greensboro where they are?
You know, I think it is, Jim, but I'm not 100% certain.
They want out of the city they're at, and I think the two finalists are Charlotte and Orlando. So from the story I was reading, $15 million incentive to stay in the state of North Carolina. The ACC offices in Orlando just don't sound right.
It doesn't sound right.
I mean, your only footprint in the state of Florida is Florida State and Miami.
Yeah, do you guys have any idea if the Pac-12 still resides in San Francisco in that expensive building?
I do not.
The lease is running out, but they have decided they are moving out.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
Yeah, but that lease is running out. You know,
Greensboro is the answer. That's where they're currently located.
I mean, I would even go Atlanta before I would go Orlando.
I would too.
If I was them. They got Georgia Tech, and it's easy to fly in. But Charlotte's easy to fly into as well. So interesting to keep an eye on that. Baseball, Braves win last night. They're four back. The Mets game is about to get going as they battle the Astros. In fact, it is underway there.
You know, it's weird that when those conferences talk about moving offices, it's just you think about how many families you just uproot. Like, you know,
if the SEC moved from Birmingham to Nashville.
Yeah, all those people live, you know, our friends, Chuck Dunlap, Herb Vincent, you know, Greg Sankey, all those people have put down roots in this community. And you just uproot them and move them to another city. It just feels strange. And I know corporations do that all the time. They move their offices and people have to make tough decisions.
It'd be really tough, man. I guess Dunaway moved for a little bit in your career to start out. And I guess it's a little bit different when you don't have a family.
Ironically, I worked in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, but I do think it would be difficult if you're established, you've got a wife and kids, to just uproot everything.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems weird. What are they going to benefit from being elsewhere? That's what I would ask. Like a lot of people say, the SEC office needs to move out of Birmingham. It's not going to affect them one way or the other. Now, maybe they want to.
How important is it for your office to be somewhere in the SEC footprint or the ACC footprint or something?
I don't know. I mean, really, what is actually done in that office that can't be done anywhere?
Right. Like if they were all...
I mean, the coaches come in once a year.
If they were all in the financial district of New York,
would it matter?
It seems like it would make even more sense if they were all next door to each other.
Now, I do think the SEC office downtown is full. Like, I've heard that they have space issues down there. I haven't really been in there and toured it lately.
Oh, I bet they do.
But I've heard they've got space issues, and there's not a whole lot of room to expand down there.
In 2022, and we saw this in 2020, I mean, you can do your work from anywhere.
You can.
And keep in mind that that area down there, which used to be an easy drive and plenty of parking down there, is not the same anymore.
No, the parking has shrunk. They've got those reserved spaces there in that deck, but still.
Yep.
And this next couple of weeks in particular, probably going to be a huge mess for them.
I would like to invite the SEC to move their office right here to the Blue Lake Center.
We'll find a whole floor for them, right? Yeah, we sumo wrestled in one of their offices.
Yeah. Hey, that office is warm, by the way.
We'll negotiate.
I can't find Sam. I've looked for him for 2 days.
Yeah. You tell Greg Sankey next time you talk to him, if they move their offices to the Blue Lake Center here with us, we will give them next round sweatshirts to wear on appropriate days in the office. Caleb is in Carrollton. He's on the JohnsonRVCenter.com hotline. We appreciate Caleb being with us at 205-734-0923. Caleb, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Awesome. You good?
I'm good, man. I was going to call in and ask about, you know, Brian Harsin, if he has less than 8 wins, do you guys think this is over? And I got on Twitter about 15 minutes ago for the first time in about a week. And I wanted to call in now just to defend you guys a little bit. I know you don't need me to defend you. I'll preface this by saying I'm on the complete opposite spectrum of Clay Travis. Me and Clay Travis are probably polar opposites politically, but I've listened to you guys for probably 6 years now. I listen to you guys every day. And I love the show and I love you guys. And just, I don't know. I guess I just wanted to let everybody know that it's okay to listen to somebody or enjoy somebody that you may not agree with politically. I know you guys don't dig into politics on the show, but I got online and just saw, the people that listen, some people on Twitter disparaging the viewers and listeners of this show. And I just wanted to remind people that it is okay to talk to somebody you disagree with.
Yeah, I think we need a lot more of that, Caleb. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. In fact, that's sort of the way the democracy was founded, right? That you're supposed to put 100 people that don't see eye to eye in the U.S. Senate. And they're supposed to do what's best for the country, going political with you there. And I think, you know, we can all gather a 50-50 split at the Iron Bowl back in the day in Birmingham, and, you know, 60% of the stadium cheering for Alabama and 40% of the stadium cheering for Auburn, and we all have a good Saturday afternoon. We all go somewhere else to make America great. I am strong enough not to be offended by people that disagree with me. I mean, I can disagree with you. You disagree with me, and on the next segment of the show, we can sit and laugh about anything else. I don't agree 100% with these guys. These guys don't agree 100% with me. But we make it work on a day in and day out basis. I wish America was more like this show.
100%.
Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Well, and you know, this goes back to last night.
Yeah, I'll give a quick background. Yeah. I've been asked by Barrett Sports Media to write a media column for them. I wrote one about, you know, my wish that ESPN would steer away from politics and just show me sports, and it blew up. And as you might, and I even said it in the column, I knew it would. I didn't know it would blow up to the extent it did. But, you know, it did. If you want to go look at it all on Twitter, just go hit my timeline. You could probably find it there. I didn't intend for it to spill over into the show. I appreciate Caleb's kind words. He didn't have to say that. But it's very nice of him to say.
Yeah, it turned into a Clay Travis thing.
A lot of times it does.
To get the back of both you and Clay, and then I had to go to dinner. I don't have time for Twitter feuds. I just don't.
I appreciate Lance getting my back until dinner called.
Yeah, well, no, I injected twice, and then it was just, you know, yeah. It was enough.
Our show is brought to you in part by our friends at Vulcan Tires. They bring you four downs every day. LT's got them for us today. They've got the tires and a fifth location on the way.
Yeah, four locations. That fifth location, it is coming to Pell City. Anything you need, bumper to bumper, brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. They can do it for you and your family. Locally owned and operated. Stop into one of those locations or online, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
First down.
Okay, what happens first? UCLA wins Pac-12 or Florida State wins the ACC?
In football?
Yep.
I'm going to go Florida State wins the ACC. Better history there. And I feel like UCLA and USC, though UCLA had a better starting point going into this year from where they were last year, better season last year, USC's in the fast lane, like the Eagles would say. Florida State is way behind everyone else. I just believe Florida State can get to the top of that league faster than UCLA can get through USC and everyone else. So I'm going to take Florida State.
I see what you're saying. I'm just not sure how much faith I have in this current Florida State coaching staff.
Could be the next guy.
It may be the next one. You're right. It may be the next one. Maybe the next one to UCLA.
Can you see Chip Kelly winning the Pac-12?
I mean,
I actually can.
Yeah, I think I would go UCLA.
Yeah, I think this could be just a weird year in the Pac-12. You know, with Dan Lanning's first year, the North is so wide open. I think Utah's going to be really good. USC, obviously, first year with Lincoln Riley.
You know what's crazy is that Washington has always been one of those top tier. And pull up the last 2 year record for Washington, because they had four wins last year. Before that was the COVID year, right? So they only played like three games,
right? Yeah, but they won their division. They only played the three games. They won their division that year, but they couldn't play because they didn't have they failed the COVID protocol, so Oregon had to play.
But they just
and
the actual
coach, by
just
the way.
The actual numbers of wins they've had since 2019 is a small number by Washington standards. You got to think they will come back at some point. Washington, they care about football there.
Yeah, you would think, and we'll see Kalen DeBoer, how good of a coach he is.
Yeah, and Oregon's pretty good. USC is going to be awesome. Utah's good year in and year out. I just don't see where UCLA fits in. They care about football at Florida State, and it may be tough to get through Clemson and Miami to get there, but I think they'll eventually get there again. I mean, they won a national championship in 2013, just in within the last decade.
Second down.
Who lasts longer at current job, Lane Kiffin or Mike Leach, who just got that extension?
At current job?
Yep.
I'll go Kiffin.
Kiffin? I think both of them are short timers at that current job.
You think both of them get another job or get fired?
No, I think Mike Leach hangs it up, gets fired, quits, leaves within the next 3 years, and I think Lane Kiffin moves on too.
You know, I think it's tricky with Kiffin though, because Ole Miss is paying to a level now that it's going to have to be a really primo job for him to leave, and our primo job is going to come after Lane Kiffin now.
Well, and we talked about this several times in the offseason. within the last 2 years, you've had a lot of the primo jobs come open.
That's right.
And they've been filled.
They've cycled around.
Right.
Yeah.
So what job is going to open up that's going to lure Lane Kiffin away?
One real quick Mike Leach thing we didn't get to, and I don't know much about this guy. I just saw Bruce Feldman talking about it. His right-hand man, a guy that has been with him at every stop, Lubbock, Washington State, just left to go with Lincoln Riley, of course, out to USC. And Bruce was painting that as a big loss for Mike Leach. It's like...
He had him at Texas Tech, yep, and at Washington State and at Starkville.
That's
He's
right.
followed him every step of the way since 2004, and he left to go to Lincoln Riley last week.
And then Bruce was talking about how big a loss it was for Mike Leach. So yep. I found that interesting.
I would go Mike Leach here.
He is the organization, the skill set of organization behind Mike
That's
Leach
right.
of what Mike Leach is not good
like
at.
Like the football ops type guy, yeah.
Third down.
Bigger expectations this coming year, Kentucky football or the fourth installment of True Detective?
Whoa, I didn't even know we had a fourth installment of True Detective. Yeah, I'm going to go Kentucky.
It sounds good.
Who's in it?
So, Jodie Foster and a professional boxer, Callie Reese. I don't know if you've ever heard of her.
You have yet to sell me on it.
Okay. I mean, how old is Jodie Foster?
Yeah, who's the male lead?
I mean, Jodie Foster's got to be 60.
You sound like Don Draper.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying you gave me two females.
No,
who's the
guy? It's two females. It's called True Detective Night Country. It's going to be the fourth season of the series. It's going to take place. I'll give you a little background. The plot focuses on six men that operate an Arctic research station in Ennis, Alaska. They vanish without a trace. And so these two FBI agents come on board to actually try to solve it. I think it sounds really good.
I'll go Kentucky.
Jodie Foster's done some...
Jodie Foster's a hell of an actress.
No, she's
She's done some alien stuff in the past, right?
Yeah, well,
Contact.
Her number one role was as Clarice Starling in Silence of the
Lambs. Dunaway asked, how old is she? I got it right here.
I would say Jodie Foster is... I would say she's 62.
59, within the three-year window.
Barely within the window there. Wow, Jodie Foster, only 59.
She went to Yale. Did you know she went to Yale?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Fourth down.
Smart girl, obviously.
Kawhi Leonard, 31 today. Ultimately, better career, Kawhi or Luka Doncic?
You know, I put that on the birthdays as well. Not Luka, but Kawhi Leonard being 31. And I thought to myself, boy, I haven't thought of the name Kawhi Leonard in a long time.
Boy,
is he still playing?
Injuries, yeah.
Clippers. Where is he playing?
Clippers.
Clippers?
Yeah.
Clippers.
Yeah.
Biggest
boy,
hand in the NBA.
Years.
Didn't they think he had the biggest hand in the NBA? The claw.
Yeah. So, okay, so real quick, Kawhi has won two championships, one with the Spurs and one with the Raptors. He was the NBA Finals MVP in both of those. He's been a first-team NBA guy three times, but Luka's only 23.
Yeah, I mean,
so to me, this gets a little difficult.
Kawhi was a top-five guy just a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Luka's a top-five guy right now.
I would take Luka.
I just don't know if Luka's ever going to win one.
Yeah, I don't either. I think I'd go Luka too, though.
Well, I don't think Kawhi will ever win another one as long as he's wearing that uniform.
No,
that's true. Yeah.
I would agree with that, but already winning two with two different organizations, and he was the alpha in both of those finals. But I'm going to kind of go with you guys and go Luka. It's a big loss, Jalen Brunson, though, going to more than likely the Knicks.
Vol fan points out somebody literally shot the president for Jodie Foster. So
they did.
That's big kid for her.
That was...
John Hinckley, right?
Yep. Carrie says Jodie Foster, she was already famous by the time she got to college, right? She was, right? Wasn't Jodie Foster
she was
the...
like 14 in Taxi.
Wasn't she the pitcher in Bag News Bears?
Tatum O'Neill.
Damn it.
That shooting led to the Brady Law, right?
Yeah, it left him paralyzed. President Reagan's life was spared, obviously.
Jodie Foster in Blue Lagoon?
God, you know, it's weird.
Nope.
No.
Brooke Shields.
Jodie Foster in Little Mermaid.
So was that the last assassination attempt on a president?
I think it was.
The reason I ask is back to Mad Men.
That we know of.
The episode I was watching last night, it coincided with JFK's assassination.
Yep. You know, recently the FBI shut down an assassination. I think it was the FBI shut down an assassination attempt of President George W. Bush. Now, he obviously is... you know, retired president, but there was a group coming over from the southern border that had organized in Mexico, and they were coming over the intent to kill George W. Bush, and the FBI, I think it was the FBI, shut it down.
Wow. I wonder how many of those we've shut down over the years.
Yeah, that you don't know about?
Yeah. For almost every president. Very interesting there. By the way, the Mad Men I watched last night, started season three, watched three episodes of that.
Do you feel good about it
including
now?
The uncomfortable party at the country club. Don't want to get into the details, but it was uncomfortable.
Did you see the John Deere yet?
No.
Where they land the accounts. Best episode. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
No, I got the London fog, though, last night.
Okay, yeah. You're getting close. Vulcan Tire and Automotive, 4 locations, a 5th coming soon to Pell City. Stop in. Locally owned and operated. Great guys. They can do it all for you and your family. For more information, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
Peggy, by the way, smoked a little pot last night for the first time.
Hey, now, yeah. Don't ruin it for me. I'm only on season 2.
Peggy's a wild one.
Not a big fan of that character.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
All right, we roll on with the next round. We'll get back into our 40 and 40. We unveiled it earlier. If you missed it, we'll go through it again. Got some coaching sound to offer a little support to what we've been talking about. And Brown has your reaction to your vote. I mean, you voted, and then some of you griped about the way it all came out. We'll talk about that as we roll on today. The show being brought to you in part by our friends at Nichols Outfitter. Brownie, tell us about Nichols.
Jimmy D, they're fighting back inflation right there at Nichols Outfitters. The Fight Back Inflation sale means you can save up to 75% off. Yes, 75% off. A lot of things, Lance. A lot of things. If you're looking for surprising relief, head over to Pelham and Nichols Outfitters to the end of June. The Fight Back Inflation Sale, saving on select apparel, select firearms, camping equipment, and more. 75% off Nichols Outfitters, I-65 in Pelham.
Follow Rockstar on Twitter at RockstarBHM.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them the next round sent you. 969-8100 or MichelsonLaserVision.com.
The new location of Walk-Ons is now open at Stadium Trace in Hoover, near the Hoover Met. And just like the location off Highway 280, you get authentic, mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch every day. Walk-Ons Happy Hour is 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizer. Download the Walk-Ons mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-Ons off Highway 281-19 and now at Stadium Trace near the Hoover Met.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round. You've heard me for years talk about our friends at Bromberg's Jewelers, and we welcome you to stop by and see that great customer service at the Mountain Brook and Summit locations. But we'd also love for you to check out their new online shop. They've got plenty to choose from. Great gifts, big and small. Available online, they've got David Yurman, Tudor watches, select diamond and gemstone jewelry, William Henry, seasonal and favorite giftware items, and baby gifts as well. They've even got an online sale section. For more information, Bromberg's.com.
Summer means cookouts and spending time with the family and friends in the backyard. Ryan Brown here. Nothing can ruin a party like mosquitoes. Wayne's environmentally safe Mosquito Plus solution safely and effectively eliminates mosquitoes. Plus, they provide protection against fleas and ticks, helping keep your outdoor entertainment spaces safe, comfortable, and pest-free for your family and your four-legged family members. Wayne's has turned my backyard oasis into my happy place. They can do the same for you. Give them a call, 866-WAYNES-1, or call Wayne's.com.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Double the fun and more ways to win at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Come play thousands of your favorite games featuring fun bonuses and big jackpots. The Trucks and Butts giveaway is going on right now. We're giving away 2 Chevy Z71 trucks and $50,000. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Drawings May 13th and 14th. Come win at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal. And that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the po' boys. But I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Summer weather is finally here. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the Alabama heat. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemphill are the ones to call for all of your HVAC needs. Hemphill Services is a locally owned and operated independent train dealer, and the team can service all makes and models. Get the guys at Hemphill Services to make sure your HVAC unit is ready to help you beat the Alabama heat this summer. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemphill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205-229-2090.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our not for all ages podcast like Bama and Bourbon, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Back with you on the Next Round. Brown's got to walk us through this segment with comments from you guys, and we'll take your comments and then react to that in our 40 in 40 countdown. Fortunately, you'll have to be on the top of your game, man, to get the right graphic up when we're talking about that, okay? It's going to be scramble at that point. But first, give me the little Willie's pressure washing. They've made LT's home look like it's ready for a national championship run.
Yeah, just great guys. Blake and Connor came out. It's been over a month ago. They brought Willie the dog with them. Did incredible work. If you're watching the Next Round right now, you can see the difference in my driveway once they pressure washed it. They did my retaining wall as well. If you need to get your home, business, or financial investment looking brand new again, you need to call the team at Willie's Pressure Washing. They're able to offer a variety of power and soft washing options tailored to your unique needs, from residential and commercial spaces to industrial equipment and beyond. They've got the right equipment and technicians to clean your dirtiest messes. Again, when I did it a couple of years ago, me and the roommate, it took hours and hours. It actually took days. It took these guys just a little bit of time. They can knock it out quickly. Everything will look great. Cleaning your patio, driveway, windows, and home exterior can be a back-breaking chore. You don't want to waste time doing it. Let Willie's Pressure Washing do the hard work for you. Call them today, 205-963-2000. That's 205-963-2000. Tell them the Next Round sent you.
Brown, you've got the con, man. Walk us through this.
All right, we started with Nebraska, and immediately Zach says, LOL, Nebraska need to pick new voters. He's not in on the Huskers. They're in our top 40.
I'm trying to remember if Zach was one of our voters.
I don't know. Maybe he wants to be. Skyler adds, Nebraska has won 15 games in 4 years. They have been epically bad in Nebraska history. There's no doubt about that. Lunsford says Nebraska was a firm hell no in my poll. Daniel says, dang, y'all got Florida 32. Give me a break. I don't know if he means too high, too low. I'm guessing he thinks we got him too low at 32.
Well, I think we have him too high.
I had Nebraska in the poll. I had Florida out of the poll.
Rusty says he would have South Carolina over South Carolina and UAB over Nebraska. We had a lot of Nebraska hate. I mean, Boise State. He said South Carolina, Boise State, and UAB over Nebraska. Nebraska appeared to be the team everybody argued about early. Let's see. Iowa at 31 seems a bit low, according to Smuff.
You know, they're up and down, though.
Seth says State is a 10 to 15 team, in his opinion. So he thought we had State too low at 33.
Mississippi State?
That's who he's talking about. Yeah, State okay. at 33. Dave says, I tried to remove my orange-colored glasses, but even I had Auburn at 29. We have them unranked, others receiving votes, yeah. According to our voters
I think it works out at 43.
Yep. Zach comes back, says 31 to 40 is fine, minus Nebraska. That is laughable. Can't believe I'm stumping for Auburn over Nebraska.
Can I just bring something up? Nebraska brings back basically everybody except Martinez at quarterback, which is probably good, right?
Yeah, he's actually at Kansas State, who just missed our rankings.
Yeah, so Nebraska They only win 3 games last year, 3-9, but 8 of their losses, one possession games.
A bounce here or there, and they're an 8-win team.
Yeah, I mean, I really think they win 7 games this year.
Who is the quarterback? Because he's a proven guy, right, that's coming in? Or at least a guy who was a starter at one point.
It's dude's brother.
Dude's brother.
Is it McCaffrey? No. Maybe it is McCaffrey.
No. They've got a transfer that's coming in to start. Can't remember his name right now.
It is a guy that's proven, though, and I can't believe I can't.
It's not Haynes King, right, from Texas A&M.
No,
he's still there.
Nope.
Casey Thompson carries.
Casey Thompson.
Yep.
Texas's Casey Thompson.
Good luck to him.
Casey Thompson had a couple of good games.
He had some.
I mean, he had him ahead of Oklahoma, right, at halftime, Texas?
I don't think Casey started that game.
I think he did.
No, he did.
I think he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I think he had a big game.
We didn't have a lot of blowback from 21 to 30. So, Scott, if you want to go to the let's go to the top 20 here. Texas received the top 4 vote, but is it 18? How bad were the rest of their votes? You had them at a top 4 vote.
I did, and I was the only one that had them.
Texas at 18.
I had Texas at 21. Where did you have them?
I'd have to look real quick.
I got that saved. I pull up both of y'all's polls real quick. That will help.
Texas 23. So I'm fairly, you and I are on opposite sides. Dunaway obviously is the outlier on where he had them. Number 4. I mean, just why number 4, Dunaway? Back it up here.
Because I play it out to the end of the year.
Okay.
And I think they will be Big 12 champions. I don't think the SEC will get 2 in. I see Texas losing 1 game, and that game will be to Alabama, who will be in a 4-team playoff.
Hmm. Rusty says Texas is nowhere near even a top 5 team.
That is true. I mean, I like to take one flyer every year, and unfortunately for me, most of the years it has been Texas, and it has panned out exactly 0 times.
Scott, if you'll go to the top 10, most of the discussion in the top 10 as voted on by you, the listeners, is Notre Dame. Lunsford says Notre Dame at 6, gross, from the back row there. Jack says Notre Dame at 6 with a new coach. Terry says Notre Dame at 6, way, way too high. So Notre Dame, obviously, at number 6, a lot of people did not like when Marcus Freeman there.
Where do y'all have Notre Dame? I've got your polls pulled
I had
up.
Notre Dame at 7.
I had them at 13.
Yeah, look, I think they're going to be pretty good. I mean, they returned 14 starters. You do lose a little bit with Brian Kelly, there's no doubt. Marcus Freeman seems like a guy, we said this after watching the bowl game, he seems to look the part, though. The players obviously love this guy. I think Kyle Hamilton's going to be a huge loss. Kyron Williams is going to be a huge loss. It's going to come down to quarterback play for me. I think the defense is going to be just fine under Marcus Freeman with 7 returning starters. You know, can Drew Pine be as good as Jack Cohn was?
Where did you say you had him?
I had him at 7.
Yeah, I got him at 13.
Oh, I'm looking at 2021. I was about to say, you guys are wrong. You don't even remember your own polls.
I can't. Who did you say got 4 first place votes, Dunaway? Do you remember saying that one?
Georgia.
Okay,
Georgia's
well, somebody the only said one. 4 of you were drinking heavy when filling this out. I'm assuming he's referring to the 4 first place votes for Georgia. I don't think that's that crazy.
I mean, they've got their quarterback back.
Yeah,
they've got a consensus All-American at tight end. Their defense is not going to be as great as it was last year, but who thinks Kirby Smart's going to have a defensive problem this year at Georgia? To me, it's going to be an offensive problem if they have any problem at all.
And they've got a very, very giving schedule. Yeah.
Also here in the top 5, Charlie says on paper, it is hard to get better than Ohio State. Of course, we'll see how that plays out on the field. I mean, I think roster wise, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia are going to be a lot alike. If you take their, probably their top 44, they're too deep at every spot. That's going to look a lot alike between
those
3
agree.
Schools. Brett says Texas A&M is too high for him. You guys voted A&M at number 7.
Where did you guys vote A&M?
I had Texas A&M at number 7. I voted just like our listeners.
I can't find it on my computer.
I've got them at number 9.
Kerry says Ohio State still has some questions on defense. The offensive line got dog walked by Michigan last year. Will Anderson and Dallas Turner would be an even tougher game for them. Their line was suspect last year. There's no doubt about it. Really good at the skill position, but in that game against Michigan, they did not hold up well in either front, actually, Lance, because Michigan ran the ball well on them in that game.
And that's what I was saying about Ohio State. You know, with 7 returning starters on the defense, I don't think it can get much worse than it was.
Yeah.
You bring in Jim Knowles. You remember how good that Oklahoma State defense was last year.
LT's neighbor says, fact of the matter is, in these rankings, top 3 to 4, usually obvious. 5 to 10, kind of stand out. The next 50 is just pulling teams out of a hat. I do kind of feel that way sometimes.
A little bit.
I don't disagree.
Very few people, I should say, had Coastal Carolina in their rankings. I had them 40. McCall's back. I mean, do y'all think Coastal Carolina has a shot at that conference? If you win that conference,
Chadwell's back as a head coach.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with them being in the top 40.
You guys want another wild one for me? You think Texas is wild at 4? I got Boston College at 36. I think they have one of their tough out in the ACC.
I think Boston College could be much improved. I took a look at them.
And back to Coastal real quick. Their only standout non-conference game is at Virginia. And it's late in the year, so you know they need Virginia to be really good on Saturday, November 19th. But they play at Virginia. By the way, that's a tough scheduled game for Virginia. When you scheduled Coastal, they probably stunk. And now, I mean, Lance, late in the year, Coastal at Virginia is a pretty tight number, isn't it?
Two great quarterbacks.
Yeah, I love Brennan Armstrong, but I don't know how good Virginia is going to be. As good as he was last year, they were 6-6. You got Tony Elliott, a new coach.
Yeah, they play Army, Gardner Webb, Buffalo before they get in their conference schedule.
That's your reaction to our rankings. We'll talk about it a little bit more coming back on the other side. That's brought to you in part by our lock of the day, our friends at Hemp Hill Sports. LT, how'd you do on the lock last night?
We hit the lock last night.
Oh, you can't beat those nights, right?
Nope.
You sleep well when you hit the lock. He'll send out another one a little bit later on. It's baseball only again tonight, right?
Yep.
How many plays? Do you know yet?
LancesLock.com? I've got 3 plays up tonight.
3 plays at LancesLock.com. He'll send you a free one out a little bit later on if you follow him on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor, at TheLanceTaylor. Our friend Adam and Chad and the folks at Hemp Hill Services, they've been taking care of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs since 1954. Hemp Hill Services, call them up, 205-229-2090, 229-2090, or just remember the name Hemp Hill.
Follow Scott Forrester on Twitter at Scott Forrester TV.
Hey, if you're looking for Birmingham's best pizza, you need to stop in and see our friends at Slice Pizza and Brew. It's as local as you can get, from the ingredients that go into every pizza to the beer on tap. For a great lunch or dinner, go see our friends today, Vestavia or Lakeview, at Slice. Hey, there's nothing worse than waking up to a plumbing problem. Don't get caught in a flooded house. Call the guys at Hemp Hill Services. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the only ones I trust to fix it and fix it right the first time. Hemp Hill Services does it right and always at a fair price. For all of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, trust the name that Birmingham has trusted since 1954. That is Hemp Hill Services. Call now, 205-229-2090. That's 205-229-2090.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Vulcan Tire and Automotive is hiring. If you want to take advantage of joining in with a local growing company in the automotive service industry, this is the opportunity for you. Hiring oil and tire technicians and more experienced mechanics. If you've got the talent and the desire, there is a spot for you at Vulcan Tire and Auto. Stop by one of their 4 locations and the manager on site can walk you through the pay scale, great benefits, and flexible work schedule. Get paid to build your future in the industry. Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale, VulcanTireAndAuto.com. Summer is here, and with that comes some great occasions that may require flowers or a great gift. For that, the answer is Blakely's Bouquets. Blakely's provides speedy, same-day delivery. Check them out online at blakeliesbouquets.com, or you can order over the phone at 205-579-4900. Blakely's is right there in Homewood, just off Oxmoor Road. Friendly folks in the most unique and custom designs. See it all online at blakeliesbouquets.com.
When it comes to choosing a dentist, 2 things are critical: trust
and comfort. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trussville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. StoneCreekDentalCare.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit NextRoundLive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at NextRoundLive.com and on the Next Round app.
Major League Baseball, the NBA, when the time is right, we may do a little Canadian football too. There's always some action for you at lanceslog.com, where we have my top picks for you in every league every single day. All it takes, $3 a day. $90 monthly subscriptions get you everything. No confusing packages or any shadiness. It's all simple and 100% transparent. Try it out and win with me. Go to lanceslog.com. There's a free play every single day. Again, online, all your winners every day. Go to lanceslog.com.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com.
Back with you on the Next Round. More on our 40 and 40 that is now available for you on our social media platform, so you can see the slides yourself and compare them to your ranking if you are one of the 54 selected listeners and viewers who voted. Mortgage Right, no matter where you are in the 40 and 40, you will find a Mortgage Right that can help you in America with your mortgage needs.
Yeah, they are there to lend you a hand. Mortgage Right's down payment assistance program gives you the option to purchase a new home without coming out of pocket for a down payment. Their team of mortgage experts, always ready to offer their time, tips, and tools to help move you in with confidence and no money down. Take advantage of this home buying benefit. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Is it possible, LT, you did not have LSU in your top 40?
I did not.
You did not. I had LSU 37th. Brown, you had them 32.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in our rankings, LSU, to show you the love they get from our listeners and viewers, 26th in the ranking. Unranked, very almost out of the ranking, 32, the highest on the panel here. LSU 26th.
So what I was looking at for me is, first of all, that bowl roster was down to 39 players, I believe it was.
So how good can it be?
You got some roster management you got to build back up. I think the world of Brian Kelly, but it is year one for him. What's the quarterback situation like? They do have a stud receiver at Kayshon Boutte. I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna give Brian Kelly some grace here. This feels like a 6-6 type team to me.
You lose Eli Ricks, who's an All American DB.
There's no doubt.
And Boutte, this is a guy that was out last year. You know, how committed is he?
Well, Lance, I didn't want to say that, but since you brought it up, you do wonder if things start to go bad, does he start looking at the NFL and decide?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe a good time for me to sit this thing down.
Checked out. And at one point had considered the portal.
That's right. They open against Florida State in the Superdome. What's the line on that game, you think, LT?
LSU 3.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a brutal loss for Florida State.
It's a geography game. The only reason they're a three-point favorite is because it's in New Orleans and not somewhere in Florida. Brian Kelly was on the Varsity House podcast, and he was asked about competing with the best teams of the SEC. Just looking at our rankings, he's ahead of Florida, Mississippi State, South Carolina, Auburn, just some of the teams he's ahead of in our SEC rankings, just behind Kentucky and Ole Miss. Brian Kelly has high expectations eventually.
Yeah, I want to beat Nick Saban. Who doesn't want to beat Nick Saban? For you sure. know what I mean? Yeah, I want to play him. I want to play him in the regular season. You know, I mean, that's the standard, right? That's the standard. Now he's a conference opponent, right? And you know, I started in Division II as a head coach, and felt like I was ready to move to Division I at Central Michigan. From there, I moved to Cincinnati. From there, I moved to Notre Dame, and I love my time in Notre Dame. I love the players more than anything else. And then you're presented with another challenge. And I've always felt that you never run from a job. You run to a job. And I never ran from Notre Dame. I ran to an opportunity. And I just felt like this was a great opportunity.
I think a lot of the reason they are 26 is street cred, reputation among SEC fans that watch us. And number two is belief in that guy that he wins a lot of football games.
Oh, look, I still think he's going to win a national championship. If he's there 5 or 6 years, I'm with Brown, though. Roster management, difficult. Transfer portal outside of Jaden Daniels. Who do they really bring in? I just think year one's going to be a little difficult with how deep the SEC West is.
He mentioned that game against Alabama. Looking at their schedule, I think they're 5-3, 4-4 going into that game. I think that's how tough it is. And then, by the way, their schedule finishes tough after Alabama. So it's just going to be a tough first year for him. I still think the guy is a really, really good football coach.
Out on the West Coast, the guy with the very humble office, Lincoln Riley.
How'd they fit the camera in here?
Out in L.A., talked to us earlier in the summer about recruiting and recruiting rankings. Now, all over the board on USC, they come in at number 15, a respectable place to start for a team that didn't have a winning record last year, right?
Yeah, they did not. They were 4-8 last year. So, you know, to me, USC, I had them at 16th. You know, I think USC fans need to be realistic. If you've got a top 20 team in year one, and you know you've got Caleb Williams, if he performs at that level, you know you've got him coming back for one final year, you got to be excited about this. Again, this is a team that only returns 11 starters from a 4-8 team. They were 3-6 in the Pac-12. I think they're going to be a lot better based on just, you know, I think this is a team that's going to have a ton of confidence. But I just don't know talent-wise. Again, everybody talks about
it. They brought in a lot of talent, though. They brought in a lot of talent. Can you mesh them together?
Yeah, I mean, look, not only, you know, Caleb Williams, but Jordan Addison, Travis Dye, Mario Williams. I mean, they brought in a lot of talent, a lot of skill. But again, up front, defensively and offensively, can they hold up?
Lincoln Riley about recruiting rankings and what they mean to him, not very much.
Like, the thing that both players like that and the people on the outside need to realize is, like, that means nothing when you get to college. That means absolutely nothing. Like, I think there's like this perception out here that guys are highly ranked coming out of high school. And it comes to this point. It's like, well, if I just don't mess it up, then I'm going to like all of a sudden be a good NFL player. You know, I've got this great NFL career in front of me, or I've got this and that. Like, if you get some nice accolades as a high school player, that means you did a good job as a high school player. Like, congrats. That's over. Like, this is, you get to college, it's all about you got nothing. Like, you're not, it's like this notion I'm defending something like they already have. No, you don't have anything. You've got a shot just like everybody else has here. That's it.
That's it. Lincoln Riley rebuilding USC.
Again, I'll say, I think Saturday, October 15th is 6-0, USC at Utah. I think the Trojans can get off to that 6-0 start. I think Utah beats Florida in Gainesville. I think they'll be 6-0. I think that's going to be the biggest game in the nation. Now, I think it's going to go poorly for his team, but I think that's the type of immediate impact Lincoln Riley will have. I think they'll be 6-0 in that game.
I hope you're right. That'll
you
be
think
fun.
You think they got a musket in Utah for Corso to fire at the end of game day on that one?
I don't know, but game day will probably be there.
The old Utes?
Give me the Utes.
All right. Utes. What'd you say?
What is a Ute?
What is a Ute?
You the
sorry, Yana.
All right. Final thoughts when we come back. By the way, I've got Texas in my Final Four. Lance has Utah, and Brown went a little vanilla.
Boring.
Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Georgia. But we all have two SEC teams, homers, right there. For the guys behind the glass, Rockstar has Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Lunsford has Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and Texas A&M. Hell, Lunsford, we're just going to play this whole thing in Atlanta? Thanks for letting Ohio State in. Forrester goes Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and Utah, copying off of LT's paper almost. Reed Taylor, one of our guys, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and Clemson. The great David Walls went Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, and Oregon. Kelsey from back in sales, Alabama, Georgia, A&M, and Ohio State. Three more SEC teams, one, two, three.
Kelsey, it just means more for her.
She knows she knows where that money comes from. SEC money.
That's who cuts the checks.
And Taylor Korn, our marketing director, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and Oklahoma.
Had to hurt for an Auburn grad to go Alabama and Georgia.
Then. Yeah, I need to go check out Taylor and see where she put her Auburn Tigers as a new graduate.
See that diploma, Taylor.
First football season after graduation. All right, our final thoughts, non-poll related, when we come back right here on TNR.
Bama and Bourbon, the mystery fifth hour. Jimmy Buckets, available in the podcast section at nextroundlive.com.
If you're looking for a fun golf atmosphere that is laid back with a peaceful environment, the Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280, is perfect for you. Just a short drive from Birmingham, this 18-hole, 200-acre track with rolling fairways and ample greens is the definition of peacefulness of the country just miles from the city. Enjoy a great lunch before your round and a cocktail on the wraparound porch after 18. Come see us today. The Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280.
If renting is putting a dent in your bank account, here's your sign from the universe that it's time to buy a new home. And who better to help you through the ins and outs of home buying than our friends at Mortgage Right? With Mortgage Right, you don't have to worry about becoming a short notice mortgage expert because they do all the heavy lifting for you. They're trusted mortgage professionals and they'll help you choose the right mortgage option and stand by your side every step of the way. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to buy before renting runs you dry. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
At Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, you can now drive the 2022 Alfa Romeo Giulia TI, the Italian sports sedan of your dream, starting at $499 per month plus tax with $4,999 down, plus first payment and title due at delivery. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, 1837 Grants Mill Road, or AlfaRomeoUSAofBirmingham.com.
Like financial lease, 10,000 miles per year, WAC, MSRP, $51,490, stock numbers Q0059, Q0060, or Q0070.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at One Man and a Toolbox. One Man and a Toolbox has provided professional handyman services since 1997. Honesty and reliability are qualities that embody every one of their employees. From residential to commercial, One Man and a Toolbox, they've got a background to help you with almost any project. I've used them multiple times at my home. Give them a call today. Get that free estimate, 205-823-2111. That's 205-823-2111 or online. OneManInTheToolbox.com.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you make it out the door on time?
Yeah, but I have lipstick on my teeth.
Ooh, that color looks great on you. And you deserve a tasty treat.
Mm.
Did you take an alternate route and avoid 30 seconds of traffic? Or did you wear the Avalon? Ooh, and now you're sweating in your shacket. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you nail the high note while singing along to your favorite song? Yes, I did! Woo! Perfectly parallel park without bumping any bumper.
Yeah, but I lock my keys in the car.
That's okay.
I need my keys a little sweet.
Did you get your kid in the car seat without losing your temper?
Buckle in, that's a win.
It's one of the kind that'll blow your mind. Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Want more of The Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
The Next Round is proud to partner with Vulcan Tire and Auto, and we're excited to announce their first-class team
and facilities are growing. If you are an experienced general maintenance technician looking for a new opportunity with a great growing company, go by Vulcan Tire. They want to talk to you. Not experienced, but interested in working on cars? Again, go by Vulcan Tire. They have a spot for anyone that has a can-do attitude, wants to work, and enjoys helping people. Four locations and more to come. Vulcan Tire and Automotive, Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale. VulcanTireandAuto.com.
The Next Round store is live and loaded. Check out the latest logo t-shirts and hoodies. Get your favorite team colors, the Next Round flag shirt, or grab the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest t-shirts. Go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
Start your day online at nextroundlive.com. Get all the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. And it's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Redmond Vodka, Redmond Distilling, the official vodka of the World Games, which is just over a week from starting. A couple of facts on the World Games after you tell us about Redmond.
Hey, Redmond Vodka, it's locally owned and operated. Charles Barkley, one of the great faces behind Redmond Vodka, their aim, clarity and taste, color and smell. It is vodka perfection. Redmond Vodka, made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides that smooth finish, no harsh aftertaste. Eight times distilled, available at your local package at ABC stores, and also available in 20 states now.
Some of the big events that are coming, softball out at the Met, flag football at Legion Field, lacrosse will be a big popular sport. You know, lacrosse is not an Olympic sport.
Yeah, it's surprising when you see some of these sports, because that's the whole deal with the World Games, right? It's non-Olympic sports. It's weird that some of these actually are not in the Olympics.
Yeah, this will be the this is one of those events that are coming to Birmingham that I'm not sure I really don't know what to expect yet.
Nor do I.
Like when it's going on or when it's over with, I'm going to look back and say, God, that was bigger than I thought it was going to be, or it's going to be this or that. The largest sporting event to be in the Southeast since the 1996 Olympics, according to the World Game folks.
Wow.
Now, we've hosted Super Bowls and National Championship. We're about to host the largest sporting event to be in the Southeast as far as number of people and such since the 1996 Olympics.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like you guys. I don't know what to expect. I wonder what hotels are like. I would assume, like, downtown Lakeview, it's going to be quite the scene and fun time on Friday and Saturday night with all of the different nationalities coming together.
I mean,
if it's just 120 athletes from 100 countries, how many more extra people in town is that?
Well, why do you
120
say
times 100.
10 million.
Is that why do you say that, though?
I'm just saying.
The number? Is that the actual number, though?
I'm just guesstimating on how big each team is and how many countries are involved.
That's 12,000. You're talking about 120 per. Yeah.
That's 12,000 extra people in town.
Yeah.
Just athletes for this event.
It's going to be
congested a little bit.
It's like the city of Chelsea, maybe?
But I really didn't know the World Games existed until we got the World Games. That's what's weird to me, how big a deal this is. I'd never heard of it until Birmingham got it.
Yeah, I think we were at Jock's maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, when this first came out.
And, yeah, none of us knew it existed.
Nellie, Sarah Evans, Randy Owen, and the group Alabama, Sheila E., and one of my favorites of all time, Tony, three Tonys, all in the opening ceremony performances coming up.
If I had loot. So Nellie is going to be here.
Nellie is going to schedule. I'll go schedule. Schedule to be here.
Mm. Yellow light, or do you feel like it's a green light?
July 7th, LT.
Closing is Lionel Richie and Taylor, right?
Right.
Taylor Hicks.
Opening ceremonies, July 7th, the World Games. Get your tickets right there at TWG2022.com for all your information as the world comes to Alabama. Here we go now. End of the show. Live shows, if you're listening on the replay, starts in just a second. Thanks for being with us. For LTD and everybody behind the glass, until next time, God bless you and God bless America.